You're listening to a podcast from Dublin's Talking. Downloaded from sunshineradio.ie.
Now, Seamus Horton and Tim Bruce, the actor, singer and voice of the advert for the meditation programme, joins me live in studio. Gentlemen, a very good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening. We're fine.
Good evening.
Good to have you both with us this evening. The sun is shining. Everybody's
it's
good.
It's glorious. Mm.
Now, the reason you guys are in here, Seamus, Sahaja Yoga. Yoga. What is it? I mean, it sounds a bit like an ice cream or something when you say it like that.
It's a method of meditation that takes place by the awakening of a pure energy we have inside called Kundalini. And this awakens spontaneously when we do the meditation. And through that, we find we can go into real meditative state where we're not thinking. And become peaceful and joyful.
Well, it's something that that is on everybody's wish list at the moment. Tim, you practice this?
That's right, yes.
Tell me exactly the effects it has on you.
Well, it varies from individual to individual, because we're all slightly different. You know, we've come from different backgrounds, we have different ideas, we have different strengths and weaknesses. But what everybody experiences is what we call a state of thoughtless awareness. And what happens when this energy awakens, it passes through the central channel and it goes literally to the top center, which is the center which gives us this meditative state. It settles us down. It cools down our thoughts. So we haven't got this endless monologue going on in our heads, which is, you know, the biggest problem of the modern world. So it soothes us down. It brings us into balance. And from there, we can really start to enjoy. And it's something you can actually feel now. So if, for example, if you put your hands out towards the radio, or as you are now, just put your hands up like that, with your palms up. And if you simply inside have this request, this feeling, if you say, please give me my self-realization, please give me the pure knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just concentrate on your hands with this feeling, please give me the self-realization. Please give me the pure knowledge. And maybe even now, you can feel coming like an energy coming into your hands.
Yeah.
Can you feel something? Like a cool breeze? Even in this hot studio.
I've turned the air conditioning on. Shush, there's a lot of cool breezes going around at the moment.
But also, if you put your hand above your head, if you put your right hand above the top of the head...
Okay, now I've...
So you know where that soft spot was when you were a child?
When you were born, yeah, and the district nurse would come and she'd squeeze it to make sure it was closing properly.
And so that's actually where this top centre is. So if you put your hand just above it, maybe you can even feel like a cool breeze coming out. Just raise your hand a little bit above the head, maybe 3 inches, 4 inches, 10 centimetres if you're metric.
Get a measure and take a minute.
And see if you can feel like an energy coming.
I can feel a coolness, yeah, on the inside palm of my hand.
Now, this is called so many things, like, this is what they call the cool breeze of the Holy Ghost. This is what they call the Ruh in Islam. It's what they call Atma Sakshatkar in the Hindu tradition. Everybody's talked about it, but it's only when you actually awaken it that you can really actualize and feel it. So it's the real Easter, if you like. It's the real transformation inside.
Yeah, I could actually feel that. I was going, hang on. So where did it all come from? Where did Sahaja Yoga come from?
Yeah, it was Sri Mataji, Nirmala Devi, in the early 70s. She started this Sahaja Yoga in London. And in India also. And it spread, you know, it spread through people like ourselves just practicing it and enjoying it and passing it on to other people. And now it's practiced in about 140 countries around the world. So it's
going to make us more balanced. It's going to ground us a little bit, make us feel happier on the inside, which means we'll be happier on the outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's free.
And it's absolutely free, because it's your own, you see.
Yeah.
We're not giving you something outside, it's something which is inside you. Actually, what's happening is you are being connected to the whole.
Mm-hmm.
So, all these political problems we have, all these environmental problems
we have... Probably we should all get them to hold their hand over their head.
Well, they all have their root inside us.
Yeah.
So... The material problems are basically starting from within us. A lot of the problems are basically coming from bad ideas.
Negative thoughts.
Yes.
We create problems.
Negative attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Negative emotions. you know, feelings of hate towards an idea or a type of people or whatever.
Yeah.
They're destructive to the whole, especially to us.
But can we really go around with a happy, smiley face all the time? I mean, you're a very happy, smiley person.
Most of the time.
You seem to me, yeah.
But it's not
and
just
you're
about...
you're smiling too. I'm not leaving you out of the equation.
Yeah, because it's about connecting you with something that's real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's something that's your own. It's connecting to the whole. It's connecting to the spirit.
It sounds fascinating. And you guys are inviting people to come down and learn these techniques with you. Where is all this happening?
So this Sunday, Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. we're meeting at the Radisson Blue Hotel. And everyone's absolutely welcome to come along to try it out. We're there from 4 p.m. So the 4 p.m., the Radisson Blue Hotel, this Sunday. And it's your opportunity to just give it a try.
Absolutely.
And we'll be playing music. There'll be lots of fun and enjoyment. And a really chance to go deep into it, to enjoy a deep state of meditation. And it's so simple.
And, you know, when you say a deep state of meditation, is that going to kind of, like, put us half asleep type of thing?
No, it's not that some people think meditation is being, like, a cabbage or
asleep. Yeah, when you think of meditation, you think of someone sitting there with their legs crossed and they're holding their fingers like this and going,
this is the real meditation, actually. So you're in that state, as Tim said, thoughtless awareness, where you're absolutely aware and alert mm-hmm. and conscious, but you don't have these thoughts all the time going around in your head. So you become more alert and your attention is more clear. You can apply yourself directly to something. It's very good for children studying at school. They mm-hmm. have good results when they do this meditation, which is happening in America quite a bit these days. If you practice this meditation every day, say for about 10 minutes in the morning when you get up and in the evening before you go to bed, you can actually have this meditative state all the time during the day.
That's amazing.
It stays with you.
And unless you let your mind run riot and start introducing more problems.
Well, that's it, you see. You're in control of your mind, but you're not controlling your mind. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So that what happens is when you go into this state, you're above the brain, you're above the emotions, so you can watch them like a witness. Mm-hmm. So if you want to think about something, you can think about something. But it's not like this roller coaster of things going on all the time. You're in control.
Do you know, it sounds pretty good to me. So just remind, and how long have you been practicing this for, James?
I've been doing it for about 20 years.
Tell me what it's done for you, how it's affected your life.
Well, it's given me a sense of grounding and balance. And I don't know, when I came across it in London many years ago, it was good I did, because I probably would have, you know, I don't know what would have happened to me, but it grounded me and gave me a direction and balance and, you know.
And you've been practicing it ever since?
I have, yeah. And good health as well.
Well, that's something we all want out of life, isn't it? At the end of the day, we want to be healthy and we want to be happy. And let's face it, times aren't great at the moment, but when we can get something like this that can change our lives and help us to focus and to do something other than imagining the worst possible scenarios, there has to be something in it. Tell us again where it's all happening.
Well, it's happening at the Radisson Blue Hotel this Sunday, Sunday the 8th, Easter Sunday, from 4 p.m.
Brilliant stuff.
And everybody's welcome, and it's completely free.
And how long is it? How long does it last for? How long is the actual meeting?
Well, the meeting's about
the Sunday program. I mean, it probably go for an hour and a half. But with the music and that, people might want to stay longer, so it can go on for a couple of hours.
Absolutely,
depending on the weather and everything.
That's it.
Is there a website available for people to have a look at this?
freemeditation.ie. So that's freemeditation.ie. And also, another thing is, it's not just about one meeting. I mean, there are weekly meetings in Dublin that you can come to. And they're at they're every Friday in Eustace Street. Is that the Friends Meeting House?
Yeah, it is.
Is it the Friends Meeting House, yes. At 7:30 every Friday. So we're there every Friday. And also at Blakestown Community Centre every Monday at 7:30. So it's not just a one-night thing. It's a life-changing
thing. It's a life-changing thing. Well, you know, I'm going to look at the website because I'm on here at night, so let's go. But I might see the techniques and manage to do it myself. Seamus Horton and Tim Bruce, thank you very much for joining me this
evening. Thank you.
Take care.